Back in January, Governor Cuomo proposed a number of changes to react to a wave of corruption that led to the convictions of the two former leaders of the legislature on felony corruption charges.
Recent acts have undermined the public's trust in government. Public trust is essential for government to function at the level we need. I have a number of recommendations that will be in the budget that I believe will help restore the public trust.
Among them, limiting outside income to levels similar to those in Congress, who can earn around just 20% of their total salary in other paid endeavors. The abuse of millions of dollars in outside income were key factors in the trials against former Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos, who are now facing prison terms. Cuomo also wanted to close a campaign finance loophole that allows donors to give unlimited amounts of money to candidates by setting up multiple limited liability companies. But both of those items dropped out of the budget, and they were not part of the end-of-session agreement either. Cuomo and lawmakers did begin a process to rescind the pensions of legislators convicted of a felony. That was a concept they took credit for over a year ago, but had never actually passed the legislation. They will require more financial disclosure for lobbyists and political consultants and regulate independent expenditures allowed under the U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United decision. The governor and legislative leaders skipped the traditional end-of-session news conference and announced the deal in a press release instead, avoiding any questions about the demise of the proposals to make bigger changes to address corruption. But minority party members were not hesitant to speak up. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, speaking at around 3 a.m. Saturday morning on the Senate floor, says there's still much more work to do.
These reforms today, while a good step, don't address the scandals that have rocked this building.
In the Assembly, Republican Andrew Goodell from Jamestown says the new regulations of super PACs don't address the heart of what many believe to be the problem in state government, donors giving money to politicians and expecting favors in return.
Pay to play, you know, where a lobbyist is seeking our vote or a contractor who has business with the state seeking our vote, not touched at all. And so while I appreciate the discussion about the need to limit big money from corporations, we are completely ignoring all the other corrupting funds that dwarf that money and come from other sources.
The U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, as well as the State Attorney General, are investigating Cuomo's economic development programs over pay-to-play allegations. Assemblyman Goodell did offer rare praise for Democratic Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie over the passage of the pension forfeiture measure, saying he wished, though, it had a broader scope. In order for lawmakers to lose their pensions after a felony conviction, the measure will need to be approved by the next consecutively elected legislature in January. So the measure to change the Constitution could come before voters as early as November of 2017. Meanwhile, government reform groups who seem to have little influence to change the system are now urging voters to not reward state politicians by reelecting them in November. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters spoke in the noisy final days of the session when it became clear that reform measures would fall short.
Make sure that some of these people don't come back next January, and maybe that will change the culture of corruption here in Albany.
While polls show that 97% of the public this session wanted ethics reform, around the same number, more than 90% of legislators are routinely reelected to their jobs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.